Lesson 5. Outcomes. Explain the self-sustained chemical reaction involved in flaming combustion. Self-sustained chemical reaction. The self-sustained chemical reaction involved in flaming combustion is complex. As flaming combustion occurs, the molecules of a fuel gas and oxygen, O2 parts of molecules, break apart to form free radicals, electrically charged, highly reactive parts of molecules. Free radicals combine with oxygen or with the elements released from the fuel gas to form new substances, molecules, and even more free radicals. The process also increases the speed of the oxidation reaction. For example, let's look at the combustion of a simple fuel such as methane and oxygen. Methane reacts with oxygen, initiating combustion. The carbon and hydrogen released from methane, as its molecules break down, recombine with oxygen in the air to form carbon dioxide, CO2, and water, H2O, figure 4.28. At various points during combustion, intermediate products such as carbon monoxide, CO, and formaldehyde form, which are both flammable and toxic. Complete oxidation of methane releases carbon, hydrogen, heat, and light. When more chemically complex fuels burn, their combustion creates different types of free radicals and intermediate combustion products, many of which are also flammable and toxic. Flaming combustion is one example of a chemical chain reaction. Sufficient heat will cause fuel and oxygen to form free radicals and initiate the self-sustained chemical reaction. Fires like this will continue to burn until they consume all the fuel or oxygen or an extinguishing agent, applied in sufficient quantity, interferes with the ongoing reaction. Chemical flame inhibition occurs when an extinguishing agent, such as a dry chemical or halon replacement agent, interferes with this chemical reaction, forms a stable product, and terminates the combustion reaction.